Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The U.S. Open is in Pennsylvania this week.
It's the Steelers.
With 175 bunkers, there's plenty of sand to find at Oakmont.
Found anything yet? Nothing yet, sir. How about you?
Not a thing, sir.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Danny and Dusty on 1080.
What about you guys? We ain't found
The Fan.
No, sir. I didn't see you playing with your dolls again.
Welcome into hour number two, Danny and Friends. Patrick Harris with you today. That is Danny Morang right over there. Will Ordner on the ones and twos today. If you missed the first hour, you can download that, The Fan Podcast, at tannythefan.com. Wherever you get your podcasts, including Paul Skeens has nothing to show for it, Dotify, places like that. Poor Paul Skeens.
Are you of the mind that he needs to, like, you want him to go somewhere else, or do you want the Pirates to be able to figure it out?
I want the Pirates to figure it out.
I'd like him to date someone else.
What's wrong? You can have a chance?
What's wrong? Livy sounds nice.
She likes tall men. And I seem to fit that category. I clearly have a shot.
Not to tangent too much on this, but, I mean, we are going to talk some baseball, so let's just dive right into it. But I don't want to tangent too much. I'm not a guy in baseball that screams to the heavens of, this guy needs to get out of there. I want the organization to build around guys. Like a Corbin Carroll in Arizona. He's fantastic. I want the Diamondbacks to build around him. Look, Cleveland Guardians. Cleveland Indians, die hard right here. Mm-hmm. Love Hosey. Hosey is our guy. I have to apologize every day for saying I'd rather have Frankie Lindor than Jose Ramirez. I was wrong. I'm glad we have Hosey. I want Cleveland to build around him. And I think Pittsburgh, for being such a storied franchise, I could go on a 10-minute, 20-minute tangent about why Roberto Clemente is the greatest player of all time.
Sure.
The Pirates are a storied franchise.
Dope uniforms, an incredible stadium.
Like, exactly.
There's no reason why they should. Like, they're in my division as a Cardinals fan. Like,
yeah.
And I'm even over here like, come on, guys, get it together.
You know, they've got some great young players in Ellie De La Cruz, Cabrian Hayes, Brian Reynolds. You know, like, I want that to grow up and be something. The problem is they got an ass owner.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
And baseball's littered with them. And so part of me just, like, wants all of the good talent to leave those organizations, to leave the Reds, to leave the Pirates, to leave the Marlins, to leave the Rays. You know, like, just get, like, stop letting, leave the A's. Like, those five organizations... You don't, let me bump it to six, the Rockies. Those six organizations probably have six of the worst owners in sports.
You want to know what's hilarious, though? I saw this earlier today, too. All six of those organizations have been to a World Series. The one that hasn't would be the Seattle Mariners.
Yeah. I know. Like, at different points in time, they've all been very good, but it's like their current ownership and everything that they have going,
it's
like,
just dog.
You don't deserve any of this, and I would rather you just not exist.
I'm a firm believer in parity in all sports. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it is. I think I like seeing how teams are built, how they got there. Look, that Texas Ranger team that won a World Series two years ago, no business winning that World Series. They got hot. And those guys are all kind of not very good.
Yeah.
Corey Seager can't stay healthy. Simeon looks like he's on the wrong way. Garcia looks like it was a one-hit wonder.
Yep.
They got some kids coming up. We'll see how they do. But I liked that team because in that moment, they were fun.
Sure.
And as a wannabe baseball historian, I like to see different teams all the time. Oh, if it's Yankees, Dodgers every year, like, I know the league wants that because for some reason that's great ratings, but it's kind of, Dan Patrick said this about the NBA Finals. He's like, I watch basketball. Like, I watch Orlando Magic basketball in November. I don't care who's in the finals.
Yeah.
I want to watch it every single day. That's how I am with baseball.
No, I'm 100%.
And I'm kind of that way with the NFL, too. I just want to watch two good teams.
Yeah, I don't care where you're at. Like, I don't need the prestige markets. I would love it if the Rockies and the Pirates were good. But they're not. Instead, they're feeder programs for the rest of baseball.
Oh, Skeens will leave.
Yeah.
They will eventually deal him. They'll get too much for King's ransom for him. They will. But something coming up in Major League Baseball, and, you know, if you listen to the Hot Corner on Tuesdays, 7 to 9 p.m., and judging by the attendance, you're not. Sorry, that's a Harry Doyle line.
Mm.
I talked about, I had to eat some crow. I was very anti pitch clock. I was very anti-large stolen bases or large bases for to increase stolen bases. I just didn't see it. I was like, this is just going to create more offense, and it's not going to speed the game up. It's going to slow it down because you're going to have more pitching changes, higher scores, blah, blah, blah. Completely wrong. Absolutely
the game
wrong.
Is back. It almost feels like the game is back in a spot when you and I were younger.
Agreed.
It feels like it's
fluid. It moves.
It feels like early 90s baseball.
There's tempo.
Yeah.
There's tempo.
And it's not just, hey, how far can I hit ball? Now, don't be wrong. Guys like Judge and Shohei are doing that every day.
Sure.
Did you see Judge's shot off the Hall of Fame wall?
I sure did.
Holy.
I sure did.
I think it was Passan who tweeted out, I've been to hundreds of games in this park. No one, not even during BP, has ever hit that wall.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, that's...
But without that being said, the Bobby Witts of the world who, he can hit for power, but he's also a five-tool guy who can hit for average and get stolen bases and stretch a single into a double or a triple.
Jose Ramirez was one homer run away last year from 40-40.
Like, we're having more of that again. Mm-hmm. Like, having stolen bases alone. Forget the pitch clock. Take every other change, banning the shift, all those kind of things. Just the bigger bases alone, I would argue, has fundamentally changed the game for the better more than any single thing in sports since the advent of the three-point line.
Yeah, it's put more at risk, but you also feel like you can succeed more.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like that, you know, that what outweighs the measure sort of thing. And the next thing up in line is the automated strike zone. And I'm interested
to hear where you land on this.
I have to be very careful about this because my answer initially is no. It's like, no, what are we doing? Like, stop messing with the game. Like, the human element is such a huge part of the game. The imperfect game, all right? The Royals win a World Series on an egregious call at first base. You know, like, we have these things that happen throughout baseball, and they're some of the most fascinating, talked about things of all time, and I think that's what makes...
I mean, Jim Joyce still beats himself.
I know. Like, that's one thing that makes this game so romantic and makes the folklore and the history so amazing.
What was the call earlier this week? It was a pitch up and away, not even close to being like painting the corner. Both the pitcher and the catcher, like, pitcher starts to walk off the mound. Catcher, they both do the same thing. He calls the ball late, and the pitcher freezes. The catcher freezes, like, dog, are you sure?
Yeah.
And it was like, it's like 6 inches inside the box. And it's like, how did you get that one wrong, Snuffleupagus? Like, whoa.
That's what I'm getting at. Like, normally I say absolutely no. Like, let's keep the umpires in there. I like the human element. I don't want this to just become robotic and computerized. And if you look at the end of the season, the percentage of calls correct are still over 98%.
Yeah, like, unless you're Angel Hernandez.
Are still over 98%. So in theory, I'm kind of saying, okay, the data tells me that this isn't so bad. But boy,
it's the trickle-down effect from that one missed call. You mentioned it about your bet.
Cost me $65.
Look, you know,
should have won $85 on a $20 bet.
When it should have been a K, instead, next pitch.
And so
it's a two-run double.
I'm trying to find the metrics. I've been looking at it for days because I've also been trying to talk about this on the Hot Corner too, and I can't quite find it. But I'm trying to see how many ejections have happened this year in Major League Baseball in comparison to previous years. And I know there's stats out there. I just haven't quite found it because, boy, it feels like a lot. And maybe what feels like a lot is that I would argue, I'll bet you 90% of these are balls and strikes calls. And if dudes are getting tossed, like, players are getting tossed, like, they don't even care anymore. You know, Fernando Tatis turns around to an umpire and says, "You're not invited to my birthday party anymore," and gets tossed for that. You know, the umpires have become so sensitive. Mm-hmm. And the players have now decided that they don't care if they're getting tossed, and managers are getting tossed. Feels like every day somebody's getting thrown out. That if this is what has to happen to solve this problem, then I guess I have to be for it. And my initial feeling is to say, no, you're still messing with my game. Like, one thing that bothers me with the NFL, I feel like every year rules change.
Yeah.
Like, what is the catch? I don't know. Is this 2024 or 2023? Like, I hate that. I hate that. And baseball kind of, for the most part, stays away from that. But I've been wrong. I've been wrong the last three
things.
We've seen it through spring training, through minors.
The
shift, I always said, if you don't like the shift, quit hitting it to guys in the shift, you know? If you don't, you know, if you want to steal bases, steal bases. Like, this is on you guys. Mm-hmm. But I was wrong about all that. So I have to kind of take a step back, and maybe I am correct. I do think it will continue to speed the game up.
Yeah.
And if that, as long as it doesn't hurt the game, that's everything I'm
You're
afraid of.
You're always hesitant
of.
To that,
I'm
no matter what.
I'm always afraid of hurting the game. Because we've been playing baseball this way for almost 200 years. Yeah. 175 years since the Civil War, you know. Like, things change. You know, Bob Gibson, my favorite player of all time, he changed the game because he was so dominant.
Yeah.
Things like that happen. But I don't want it to be every single year. But this might be the change for the future. It might be worth it.
I mean, all of the feedback that's come out of spring training and minor league baseball has been that it's good.
And that's why I got to kind of,
it's like
I don't want to be Clint Eastwood on my porch in Gran Turismo with a shotgun, you know? Like, I'm trying so hard not to be that, but part of me also likes kind of being that guy. I kind of like yelling at the clouds and, oh, stay away from my game, damn it.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But to increase the overall health of the game, it's probably got to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to be weird to see umps back there doing nothing. Like, what do they do? Do they just stand back away and just wait for plays at the plate? Call box?
Probably.
Timeout? Like, what does the umpire look like behind home plate with that? I don't watch enough minor league baseball to really know.
I mean, I don't. It's just.
Do we care?
No.
Yeah. Do you think this is their punishment for 175 years of thinking they run the game?
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, man.
This is just karma as a bee.
On the ejection side of this, like, you're right. Like, the emotional responses you've gotten from umpires. And look, there's times that players and managers cross lines. And, yeah, I get it. But, like,
Terry Collins for life. Yeah. You got to give us a chance.
Yeah. But, like, you know, when you blow a call, like so I grew up with Jimmy Joyce, Jim's son. Mm. And when Jim Joyce gets that call wrong at first base, it breaks his heart.
Yeah.
And that's why Jim was so well. I mean, Jim was a crew chief for, I want to say, 30 years. Mm-hmm. Like,
recently retired, Jim Joyce.
Jim was one of the best umpires in baseball.
Sure.
And he did the interview afterwards. He's like, I went in immediately and watched the review. And when I saw I got it wrong, it killed me. Like,
next game, they're changing lineup cards, and he's just sobbing behind home plate
because he knows, like, what when you're talking about the history of the game, and, like,
folklore, the
what he just took from that kid. And, you know, Galarraga, to be as gracious as he was.
Boy, I would not, especially because his career ended after that.
Yeah, it's just, you know, but like, that's what you don't get wrong
it's
now.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, now that part of it matters. Like, you know, and it's, I mean, yes, it's a first base call versus a pitch versus
sure.
strikes, but like, you know, being able
that,
to.
That play's reviewable these days.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, and that, what, you know, that's the advancement of the game. You know what I mean?
It's funny. I don't have a problem with instant replay.
Yeah, see?
I don't, because I want to get calls right.
But that's the
same
thing.
As long as we're not doing it every play, you
but,
know?
But with the automated balls and strikes, where it gets interesting for me is just like, when you've got a guy like Judge, who's 6'8"
versus a Jose Altuve, who's my size.
Yeah. How, like, in the guys, like, look,
a lot of
Albert
people
Pools,
say that little box on TV is not, it's not a true strike zone because
no.
it changes for every play.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
what can we actually see what that looks like? Because a guy like, you know, my favorite player of all time is Albert Pujols.
Mm-hmm.
AP's 6'2", you know, 250.
He's a husky boy.
Big old dude. But he had a stance mm-hmm. that was so wide. Like, mm-hmm.
He kind of was near in the back of the box, but he kind of leaned forward because
yeah.
he was so big.
It wasn't Bagwell, like, spread out, like, sitting all the way down, but he was pretty close. Like, does his strike zone change because he's a guy that did, like, hunch down and made that zone smaller because of the way he hunched over? Or does the zone stay the same size because of how big he is? Like,
right.
are they taking measurements of guys from knees to their shoulders preseason and, like, that's your box? Like,
maybe it's maybe they set something up in center field or from a sky cam or behind home plate.
You know what I mean? Like, that's where, like,
that's true.
Like, when you're talking about how they do it, I don't know. I'm not familiar with that side of it.
That's why I'm kind of curious, you know, and I mean, we're up against it, so we'll try to be quick on this. Does the automated strike zone benefit the batter or the pitcher? Or neither?
Yeah.
That's going to be what's fascinating when it comes to, I don't think we have an answer, but that's going to be what I'm going to watch.
And
for.
If you're a pitcher, now not only are you studying, like, you know, how you do against guys, you're studying the like their actual strike
well,
zone.
Yeah. And you, what would be funny is if framing goes away. Decades long of framing pitches, and now it's like, sorry, bud.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're talking about a guy.
There's a robot behind you.
I mean, you're talking about guys like Adley and the big dumper out here, who are the two best pitch framers in baseball. Yeah. That skill no longer matters.
Let's talk about your boy, Yadi Molina. Maybe, you know, the second greatest defensive catcher of all time behind bench, you know? Like, all that work he did, what makes him a Hall of Famer, don't exist no more.
Like, and that's
but those are the kind of things that terrify me, though. That's the kind of stuff that scares me. You know, I probably should have said that about the shift when Joe Maddon first really introduced it. It's like, wait a sec, this isn't baseball.
Mm-hmm.
But I had no problem with that. I don't know, maybe I'm just picky and choosy.
That's what it is, because you're old and grumpy.
Because I'm
so
old
am
and
I.
Grumpy.
I like it.
All right, we come back. Speaking of being old and grumpy, I need help. Why should I care about this at all? This is Danny and Dusty, Danny and Friends Edition, 1080 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.